How about we do some gardening? I think that's a great idea. According to the State Department of Agriculture, though, Massachusetts has had an unusually dry spring, and some areas, especially the South Shore, have actually been in drought. Nevertheless, intrepid gardeners still out there with their rakes and hoes, our rakes and hoes, coaxing beloved seedlings to put out leaves and flowers. I just cut the last of my really good-looking peonies from my garden yesterday. So the question is, with the conditions and the passion to garden, what should we be paying attention to as spring turns into summer? Some rain begins to fall, fortunately. We are posing our questions and yours to Patrick Parent. He is a product line manager at Mahody's Garden Center and host of the gardening radio show Paul Parent Garden Club, started by his father more than 50 years ago. So listen, we'll watch for your questions live. Tweet us at Radio Boston, or if you're in our texting group, send us a question at 617-766-0382. That's 766-0382. Patrick, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I was really excited to get the call again that you guys wanted me to be back. So
it's fun, and it's time. I mean, things have changed since the last time we had you here. Weather is different. It's been very dry. But I think my first question is there anything that can or should be going into the ground or into the window box or into the pot right now, this time of year?
Right now, sky's the limit. Everything is ready to go up in this area. I was actually on the Cape yesterday at one of our stores, and they were telling me at night, though, it's getting below 50 on some of those areas. So people are a little concerned about tomatoes, their vegetables, that type of thing. North Shore, this area, Boston, sky's the limit.
So
anything.
What is the temperature where you have to worry about a vegetable or a you know, young shoot?
So the young shoots, the tomatoes, the small, when they're very little starting out, you know, we don't want it to hit a frost. That's 32 degrees. But 40 to 45 to 50, there's no growing temperatures for there.
Okay.
You know, they need the sun, they need temperatures, and soil temperatures need to be above 55 degrees. That's when root development really starts.
But you feel like we're pretty safely in that zone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, but if I remember from the last conversation with you, if we haven't planted tomatoes by now, you had to plant them by seed weeks and weeks ago, but you could buy some plants and put them in now.
Oh, of course. And, you know, at all the Mahoney's right now, we have 6-packs, 4-inch, 6-inch, and then the patio planters, mm-hmm. all different varieties. I mean, the amount of tomatoes out there for all the flavor taste that you want is there.
Excellent. All right. So let's pick up a subtext question. This one came in advance from listener Francisca in Boston, who asks, I just moved into a new place and I'm really hoping to get a small porch garden, veggies, herbs, things you can eat, up and running this summer. But I'm worried it's too late to plant a lot of things. So I guess my question is, what can I plant on a sunny porch in June in Boston? So give her a few specifics.
Well, definitely, it's not too late to be starting this because you can buy some of the plants at garden centers that are a little bit more advanced. You just wouldn't be starting seeds for like tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, those types of things. You could start seeds on lettuce. Lettuce only takes about 30 to 40 days. That'll be perfect for the summer. And then you can be buying tomatoes for there. If you want to go with herbs, the combination of tomatoes and then basil, you know, putting those two together, getting a nice piece of mozzarella cheese, I mean.
And basil grows fast.
Oh, absolutely. And the great thing about basil and a lot of herbs is you could bring those right indoors.
So what, you literally scoop them out of the ground with their root ball intact and put them in a pot with soil?
You can put them in a container. And, you know, for here, if they were growing in containers, just make sure it's mobile enough to bring inside.
So you just put it in a container, take it out, move it in as you
and
need
to.
And then,
you know, a herb and vegetable, to be honest, can grow all year round inside. I've talked to a number of people who keep tomatoes in a greenhouse the entire year.
Hmm.
So if you have the right growing conditions indoors, or, you know, some people I've talked to have greenhouses, not everybody has that, it's a perfect condition to do that. And then one thing I would say to be using in these containers to save you some time, energy, and some watering money would be adding a product like soil moist.
What is that?
Soil moist are these little granules that you put into the soil, and they actually pull moisture from the air and hold moisture in those containers. Basically what it is the little crystals from
mm-hmm.
a diaper
mm-hmm.
that are in there that absorb and hold everything. It's the same idea. They absorb about 40 times the size of them.
But they're safe to be with plants safe, that are perfect. Edible.
Oh, 100% perfect for it. And it can really cut 50% of the watering down for you.
Yep.
So if you're busy, you don't get to get out there as much. I mean, right. That's perfect.
So let's ask another question from a listener. Joyce in East Falmouth says, I bought 2 lemon trees, which are in 5-inch pots. They're growing, but is it okay to leave them outside during the summer?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know, the Cape is a different zone than in Boston. They're
oh,
in
really?
A 7.
And explain to people what a zone is briefly.
So zone is for the temperatures, the hardy temperatures, where it basically says it's going to get this low during winter.
Mm-hmm.
So Boston area, they say the lowest is going to be about 0 or -0. We never really see -0, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how cold it can be. Down on the Cape, it's about 10 to 15 degrees is the low over the winter.
Okay.
So it's warmer, which means it has almost a different climate. But it's warmer throughout most of the year. Plants want to be outside. Plant them in groups. You have a couple of them,
mm-hmm.
right? Plants, you know, they don't physically feed off of each other, but they like to create humidity from each other.
Really? They really do interplay.
They do. And the thing is a lot of tropicals, we kind of call them.
A lemon tree counts
lemon
as a
tree,
tropical?
Because it's going to be growing fine in Florida,
mm-hmm.
right, throughout the year. They're in groves, and they feed off each other with the moisture. The moisture actually helps them stay viable and alive. So keeping them outside is going to be perfect. Some of the wind from the sea will actually be nice to blow through the leaves to allow some of the moisture, if we get some moisture, to dry.
Because mm-hmm.
that's a concern, right? If we get some rain and then it's really humid, everybody worries about diseases on leaves of, you know, lemon trees, tomatoes, etc.
So there you go. The Cape can host lemon trees very effectively, it turns
yes.
out. So this regional stuff is very interesting, Patrick, and we are talking with Patrick Parent about your gardening questions and ours. I feel like I am seeing that some of my flowers are blooming significantly earlier. So I got home yesterday. I have some daylilies. I'm used to those sort of hitting July 1st. I have daylilies in bloom. Are plants blooming earlier here in the New England region, or does it just seem like it?
It does seem like it, but I will say some of it is earlier, some is late.
So give me one that seems to be earlier, one that seems to be later.
Well, to me, some of the rhododendrons seem to bloom later than normal, in my opinion. I've seen them usually, you know, beginning of May.
Mm-hmm.
And in my house, I live in Chelmsford. And I had a Nova Zembla rhododendron just start to bloom last week.
Hmm.
And a lot of the rhododendrons are starting to already go by. You know, I think the conditions are so crazy. Our weather conditions,
so volatile?
Yeah, there's nothing that says, all right, this is spring right now, other than some of the temperatures. I mean, was it 3 weeks ago? We had 98 degrees on a Saturday, Sunday. And then a couple days ago, it was in the 50s.
Yeah.
So our plants are so confused. So, you know, I don't think it's necessarily anything altogether. Because you can look at it and say, well, maybe it has something to do with the pollen, right? Because the pollen's so bad so late.
Yeah.
Is it causing certain things to, because there's so much pollen at once, to, you know, just start opening and get there? Maybe.
So to that point, we've got a couple of minutes left. I have a couple other questions for you. Can one plant in your window boxes if you're in an apartment or you have a little balcony, or in your yard if you have a yard, can you plant less polleny things, or is the world just so polleny that that's going to happen? It doesn't really matter what you plant.
Well, so it's kind of just going to happen. But I actually heard something a couple days ago that was saying that because the temperatures were so cold early in the spring, it pushed everything like forward. And so usually we have like pine and, you know, your oaks and your maples and all those at separate times.
Oh, but now they're all together.
All of a sudden this year.
And they're all producing pollen.
Oh, I
interesting.
Mean, I saw a picture of somebody posted the other day. They had a snowblower that they were saying, I got to use the snowblower to get rid of this pollen.
It does kind of feel like that. Excuse me, just a sec. Okay, so last question. Prices. We were talking about food insecurity earlier on the show today. Prices are going up. What is affordable gardening right now? What's a way that if you want to plant a few plants, you want to keep a healthy garden, maybe you want to grow a little bit of your own food, what are some really affordable approaches or strategies or hacks?
Well, so what I would look at to be affordable is saying, what's the long-term goal of your garden, right? Vegetables, really easy to do. Because right now, early in the season, you know, we're still early. We really are. You can buy a six-pack. So you're getting six plants in one container for usually less than buying a four-inch because it's ahead of it.
Okay.
So there's an easy solution.
Buy the little ones in six-packs.
Yes.
Okay.
Next year, plan out and say, all right, I don't know if it's going to be times are tough at that point or not. I'm going to buy seeds and I'm going to start earlier. I'm going to start in February. Another thing, if you're looking just to garden, look at perennials versus shrubs and trees.
And perennials are flowers that bloom every year. You plant them once.
Yes. And the great thing about it is the majority of perennials, after about 2 to 3 years, they want to be split in half and move to different locations. So then you have two plants. And then they grow again and again. And it's something that just keeps coming back for you. Fruits and vegetables, fruits, go with your smaller fruit, like your berries, those types of things. Apple trees, 7 years to really grow. So stay away from that right now. Mm-hmm. If you want it and you have the time, great.
But otherwise, those short-term things, the small packs and perennials.
Perfect.
All right. Patrick Parent is product line manager at Mahoney's Garden Center and host of the Paul Parent Garden Club. You just heard Patrick taking questions from our listeners, which they submitted through our texting club. If you'd like to join that club, one more time, text the word BOSTON to 617-766-0382. That's BOSTON to 617-766-0382. Patrick, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. This
Happy
is awesome.
Summer. Great to have you.